Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. We hope you enjoy the show. For those folks that are saying, what's this all about? We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. And let me just say, this next hour, we'll be talking a lot about apathy. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Okay, well, on to our next guest caller. We would like to welcome for the first time a new advertiser. Her name is Elizabeth Kelly, and Elizabeth is the owner of Best Bets Travel.
So welcome, Elizabeth.
Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
This
so
is
tell
great.
Me
We're
something.
Very excited to have you on board.
I understand you
Thank
specialize
you.
In... Let's just say, should I say disabled folks?
Accessible travel.
Accessible travel?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What made you that? What made you go into that?
I think the need. I think I saw that there was such a very large absence in the industry. I grew up with somebody who has a mobility issue, and 15 years into the travel industry, I realized how neglected she and folks like her were. So I kind of opened my own business to try to dive into the market and cater to it.
So there was a need.
So there is a difference between, let's just say, someone looking for a travel agency that doesn't understand, or should I say, or yourself that do understand. You're saying there's a big difference then for someone like myself who's blind?
I think there's a big difference, not so much in what the need is, because everybody's need is really just to have a great vacation. I think travel agents don't really know the questions to ask, per se, and people need to be, like, really forthcoming with the information, what their needs are. So I think the travel industry as a whole is a little behind the curve where special needs are concerned. We're getting better, and accessibility is getting better all the time. But I think there are travel agents that just need to specialize in this market. The issue comes that it's much more time-consuming to cater to the special needs market.
Well, how long have you been in the travel business, Elizabeth, and when did you start your own business?
I've been in the travel business since 1986. I started, believe it or not, at TWA at Kennedy Airport in New York, which was fabulous, and that got me hooked on the travel business. And in 1986, I suppose I came to Florida and became a travel agent. And in 2002, I started my own business with primarily the desire to cater to the special needs market.
Okay, well, we have our first caller, and anybody else, please do call.
Sherry Brunt from Orlando, Florida, would like to ask you a question,
please. Very good. Okay.
Hi, Sherry, you're right.
Hi, Elizabeth, and hi, Michael and Lynn and Chris, and welcome back, Michael, from your trip.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, I don't really have a question. I just want to say you're the best, pretty much the best travel agent I've ever worked with. I booked two different cruises with you, and they both were over 10 years ago because I let my passport expire. Uh-oh. So I know it's been a while, but you were really helpful. And my first cruise was with Braille Caribbean, and Elizabeth took special care to make sure I had Braille copies of, like, the daily schedule and other Braille information and stuff like that. She was awesome.
Like your private concierge. I wouldn't
hurt anybody. She was awesome. And if I were going to book a trip, I'd probably book through you guys again. I didn't know that Best Bets was the name of your travel agency. I forgot. So this is really cool.
We're very excited, Sherry.
That's kind of a flash from the past there. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Don't forget her name is Best Bets.
Oh, I thought you meant don't forget Sherry.
No, Sherry, don't forget her name is Best Bets.
It's on our website.
I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Best Bets.
Well, thank
best
you, bets. Sherry.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. That was nice out of the blue.
Yeah, out of the clear blue. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a flash from the past.
So tell us more.
A good testimonial.
Yeah.
My work here is done.
So tell us, what exactly does a travel agent do, Elizabeth, and why should anybody call up Elizabeth Kelly from Best Bets Travel?
Right.
Well, actually, Sherry just said why, I'm asking again.
Yeah. Well, as travel agents, some people confuse travel agents with tour operators, and just to explain the difference, travel agents sell other travel vendors' products, as opposed to a tour operator who creates their own product, a tour, and markets it and sells it and usually escorts it. Travel agents sell everybody else's material. So we have relationships with all of the cruise vendors, hotels, ski vendors, tour products, etc. And which is really great for the consumer because we can choose from any number of vendors. We don't have to stick to any one, you know, so we have a wide array of choices for people. And why use Best Bets, if you want to ask why use me in particular, is probably because I ask so many questions of my clients. I mean, I'm very, very dedicated to this market and to getting it right. because there's nothing I love more than having, you know, a happy customer. And I always notice when I first book somebody, there's so much trepidation in their voice because they don't know me and they're kind of trusting me with this special occasion.
Adventure.
But then they go and they get hooked, and I just absolutely love that. So I have tremendous repeat clients because I do ask a lot of questions. I pay crazy attention to detail to get it right.
So you create a profile. You literally create a profile.
Right.
On
hey, I just thought of something
customer.
Right now. I just thought, as I'm talking to you right now, I have one right now for best bets.
What?
Okay. I'm going to throw this out to our audience.
Okay.
Here's one for my audience, okay, for best bets. How would you like to go to Philadelphia? We're going to do plane, hotels. We'll do a whole thing with best bets. She'll book everything with for us, and we'll let's see how many people want to go. And I'm going to head it up.
What are you going to be, the tour guide, the
That's
best cheesesteak
right,
sandwich?
That's right, the bottom line, we're going to go visit Reading Terminal, which is one of your favorite things. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Pat's Cheesesteaks. We're going to go to Jim's Steaks. We're going to go to all, and we're going to go to Rocky Climb Those Steps. We'll have all the blind folks climbing the steps. We're going to do everything in a few days, and we're going to, I'll do the tour because I know my hand backwards and forwards of Philadelphia. If I get anybody who wants to go, let's call in and find out who wants to go. That'd be very interesting. See how many people want to go on the tour.
Fun.
Huh?
That would be great fun.
It would be a lot of fun.
As a group.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we'll go on. Maybe
she's Michael. Going. She's going.
Maybe we'll go to Atlantic City. On the, walk on the boardwalk.
Well, I have some questions, Michael, for Elizabeth. What are some of the issues? I mean, I know many of them because I've been reading up. But what are some of the issues for a in this with our audience, with the blind and visually impaired, that they might be concerned about when traveling? What are some of the issues that you help them overcome?
I think part of it is not knowing how, what kind of barriers there are going to be, whether it's in, you know, on a cruise ship or in hotels or theme parks or what have you, and how they're going to get around and how they're going to negotiate things.
Okay.
But probably also one of the biggest things that people have concerns about, understandably, is traveling with a service animal.
Yeah, the guide dogs.
And, and I really try to alleviate that fear. Especially when people are taking cruises. And, of course, we really need to stay up to date with what countries allow service animals and what countries quarantine them. So, you know, when people are taking a cruise, that's always a big, or even just flying someplace, it's always a big concern as to whether or not your service animal is going to be able to just walk off the ship with you, or is it going to be quarantined?
Wow.
We have David Hildebrand would like to talk to you from Orlando, Florida. David?
Not to interrupt.
David. Hello, hello.
Hi, David.
Oh, before I begin, David, I want to thank you. I understand you did a great show last week. Thank you so much for being
sure
the host last
did.
Week.
He sure did.
I understand
did.
You
we
did
had
a great job. Thank you so much for being the host.
Okay.
Not at all. We had a good time. Of course, Lynn makes it a whole lot easier. She's the pro, so she made it much easier for me, without a doubt.
It was great.
So what's
being
your question?
I had a quick question for Miss Elizabeth.
Okay.
I'm certainly not a huge world traveler, but I've been over to Europe a few times now, and Ireland and Scotland really is one of my favorite places to go. Overall, Ireland is definitely on the top of the list. And when we went, we just flew and kind of made our own way around by doing day trips and whatnot, but I'm wondering, in your opinion, is it better to do that and just take little tours and stuff? Or a friend of mine actually just took a cruise, which I never even thought possible, going through Ireland and Scotland on a cruise, but they mentioned the possibility of that, so I'm kind of curious which one you think really is best for hitting the finest spots for Ireland and Scotland.
Right. Well, I have to tell you that as a Kelly, I also love Ireland. I personally really enjoy escorted tours, both for traditional people as well as for people who are low vision or blind. I think when you take an escorted tour, you just get so much more out of the experience. Right. Which isn't to say that when you sort of do your own thing that you're not having fun, and there's definitely benefits to that. You're sort of on your own schedule, so that is a pro. But when you take a tour, I think it is a very nice feeling to know that there's a tour guide who is your go-to person for anything, just anything that could possibly come up. And they know the destinations. You know, they know the ins and outs, and when you have free time, if you want to ask them where to shop or where to eat, they know it very, very well. So I think it's a more relaxing vacation to go with a tour guide and let someone else do the driving, let somebody else sort of be in charge, and you just relax and take pictures or just enjoy the trip. And then the other side, like you said, the cruise is also a very good way to do it, because there it is one stop. You know, you're not packing and unpacking every couple of days. You just
I have to interrupt you, Elizabeth. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to go to break. Elizabeth, I'd like to have you back next week. Is that possible to come back next week?
I'll be happy to come back.
Okay. I want you back next week.
We'll
skin you next week. Okay,
and Elizabeth? We'll write you and set up another
David, I hope you got your answer, and we're going to go to break, and we're going to have
Elizabeth,
next week.
Best Bets Travel.
Okay. Best Bets
Let
Travel.
Let her give out the phone number and the website, Elizabeth.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the call.
Our pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
And folks, I'm not kidding. If anybody wants to go to Philadelphia with me, with Elizabeth.
Well, you already got one caller, so she's ready to sign up and go with you.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Sherry.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Oh, she's going? All right.
Okay. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I work for Metrolina Association for the Blind, located in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you or a family member experiencing vision loss? No worries, MAB has you covered. Take one of our group or individualized training classes. Assistive technology, orientation mobility, independent living skills, and several more to choose from. Visit www.mabnc.org or give one of our friendly staff members a call at 704-887-5102. MAB and our life-changing programs are here for you.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center. Available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Come to Koiwan Hibachi Grill and Sushi Buffet for an unforgettable dining experience. Biggest and best buffet in the Orlando area. Located at 945 West State Road 436 in Altamont Springs, right next to Kohl's. Monday to Friday, only $9.49 from 11 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Evenings and weekend, only $13.99 all day. Includes all-you-can-eat blue crabs. Crave hibachi? We have hibachi your way. And sushi? So many varieties of fresh sushi. Oh, and don't forget the huge selection of desserts. Koiwan Hibachi Buffet. Stop by today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And by the way, if you haven't checked out our website in a while, you should check out our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out.
And don't forget to check out bestbetstravel.com and find out more information about Elizabeth's company.
Listen, folks, I was kidding, but I'm now serious. And I'm serious now. For those folks, anybody listen to the show, if you think you would like to go to Philadelphia, and I'm telling you right now, if you don't want to eat, if you don't like to eat, then don't come. Because we're going to eat our hearts out with great food, like great cheesesteaks. We're going to go to the Amish, where the Reading Terminal is, where Lynn loves to go. They have the great food there. And we're going to go to all the different places, Italian, the market. We're going to go to Italian market. We have great Italian food. And we're going to go to Atlantic City. And I'm going to be your, let's just say, your tour guide. Because, yes, I'm blind, but I know my city backwards and forwards. I mean, I had 40 years there, and I know my city backwards and forward. I'll probably ask one of my kids to help us because they're sighted when we get there. But we'll do everything through Best Bets. So if anybody's interested, let's get it together. Call the show or write to me, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org if you'd like to go.
For the winter. I mean, don't want to do it when there's
no,
snow.
No, we're going to do it in the spring. Like it's, I'm not doing it in the
spring
snow.
Or the
oh,
fall?
Man, I wanted to throw a couple of
aren't
snowballs
you gonna
at
do
you.
In the fall?
Why, in the snow? Well, we'll see. We'll see when you want to go. When you want to go in the fall? We want to go in the
let's
spring?
Let's go during the winter time where we can throw a couple of
oh,
snowballs
yeah,
at each other.
And
the
by
ice.
The way, what we could do, if not everybody's leaving from Orlando or not leaving for Florida, but you folks want to come in from wherever you're coming from, Chicago or Ohio, we can meet somewhere in Philadelphia. I'll make arrangements at the airport. So, Elizabeth, we can do something. We can meet someplace in Philadelphia. So when you come all in for all different parts of the country, we can meet. We don't want to have that many people, I'll tell you right now, because it'd be uncontrollable. So I'm going
to
say
maybe 8 to 10.
Maybe a little more. Maybe 20.
What?
Yeah.
20 people.
Yeah,
my
because
goodness.
We got to get a
that's
bus.
That's right up my alley.
We got to get a bus to take us around. It won't be that crowded on the bus, but it won't be that expensive to get a bus to take us around. And at the same time, well, we'll see. Let's see who. Maybe we'll get nobody. Maybe we'll only have a few. So far, it's only Sherry. Sherry's wrote in, and she just called and said she'd like to be part of it. So, all right. Right now, I'm going to go back to apathy because that's been on my mind. So let's talk about apathy.
Let's get some people calling in and
discuss apathy.
Yeah, they're feeling now, about it.
Let's go back to things. Apathy one. When you don't, like for instance, Best Bets. Here's a woman who's specializing in folks.
I'm so excited
for us.
That she's with us.
So
I
rather,
really
rather than call another travel agent, you call Best Bets. If you go to a restaurant, and they're advertising on a radio show. Go to them before you go somewhere else. I mean, it's one thing if you go there and you don't like it, but at least you should try it. We have a young man. His name is Bob. His family, they're all together. They have this White Cane Coffee Company. And the young lady who started is 22 years old, and she's Aaron. Blind. Her name is Erin. And all I can say is, if you look at nothing else, just look at a company who started out, the folks are blind.
And they're supporting blind employment.
And they're supporting blindness. They're supporting and everything else. Plus, the product is great. I love, I'll tell you right now, I live every day on my decaffeinated coffee. I can't drink anybody else's decaffeinated.
I never drank so much coffee as I'm drinking now. No, I never drank so much
decaffeinated in my life. And I'm not mentioning other names that it competes with.
No.
But I'll tell you right now.
Chris Shaw's Kitchen.
It's above everybody else's decaffeinated coffee. So try White Cane Coffee. It's 100% organic. It's 100% natural. It's fresh roasted daily. They stock nothing. So you're not buying something that's been sitting around for weeks or months or years. You're talking about roasted daily. Great product
and
great
cake.
Mission.
And they have K-cups now.
And they have K-cups and bags and everything else.
Holiday flavors.
And don't forget, they have a new one, which is that Dragon Blend. Mm-hmm. If you want to knock your socks off, it's very strong. But anyway.
So let's get
any product that's advertised from a blind, you should work first. Go first. And not only that, when you talk about people who are visually impaired or blind, you should help them, work with them. The word apathy means you don't care, insensitive, right, Lynn?
And I'm thinking if you really love the show and you're out there listening, well, then you support the advertisers, because without the advertisers, there ain't no show.
Right. And then you got things like Robert Lewis talking about, that he's talking about the word prejudice, which is different than apathy.
Right.
But that blew me away when Robert was talking about prejudice. I didn't really know that was that much prejudice still in this country, whether it be religion or color. In some ways, I guess I'm sheltered. What can I tell you? I mean, I travel all over. I've been in mixed with all skin colors and all religions in the world I've been in my whole life, because I was in the record business in the world I've been in. My parents were the first black distributor for a records company. So Motown, we were the first. And all the other companies, like Scepter and all the other lines, Ike and Tina was on a small label called Sue Records, or B.B. King was on Kent. Those were all small record companies owned by blacks. And that's the world I know.
That's why you're not prejudiced, because your parents weren't prejudiced.
Right.
And that's what Robert was saying. It all trickles down from your family.
Right.
And what they
and for
believe.
Those who don't know me, my sister's black. So
we
have an interracial
Michael.
Family. Anybody right now calling in right now, why don't you do so? We'd like to have you on the line discussing what we're discussing. If you have anything to say, now's the time to call in. 407-416-416. 80.
We're taking
almost gave his own phone number.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
He's
almost
like,
did. 894-1680. Yeah.
We're gonna take a trip down 95 going northbound over to 75 up to Georgia.
What?
Yeah.
Would you say that again?
I'm confused already where he's going.
Like a video
so we're going to Georgia. Who's on the line from Georgia?
We have Paul from Atlanta.
Okay.
Paul from Atlanta.
Hi,
how you
Paul.
Doing, Paul?
Hey, how you doing?
So okay, what's
you
happening,
are in
Paul?
Atlanta.
I'm just sitting here thinking about our topic today.
Yes.
And, several of us had a little experience. I'm just going to say it. We had a little experience with Greyhound, with getting assistance. Apparently, if you're totally blind, getting assistance from Greyhound is next to impossible. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of stations on our trip where, and I'm not making this up, it literally took 2 hours to get assistance to locate a bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
There was one situation, one station was so bad. The bus driver walked in with us, and she said to the people working the station, she says, well, we have some people here with some special needs. And the woman said to her, oh, just put them over there. We'll see them. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding. And then, of course, we had a situation where part of my luggage came open and some things became missing, and I called customer service. I filed a complaint. They never responded to me. To my knowledge, nobody ever looked for the items that were missing. Luckily for me, it was nothing very significant. But that's not the point. The point is, if someone comes to you and says an item is missing, you do your best to look for it. You keep in touch with your customer. Okay? Didn't happen. Now, I understand that NFB was involved in some legal matters with Greyhound. I don't know what it was about, and interestingly enough, I don't know what the outcome was. But whatever the case, apparently it didn't have much of an effect, because this was not even 2 months ago that this happened.
Paul, I'm going to look up and see if I can find any information on this, and perhaps Michael can call the accessibility department.
Yep,
so I'll do my homework, my due diligence.
We will check it out. But thank you for calling in, Paul,
really upsetting,
and telling us about it. It's about
Greyhound. Thank you.
Thank
you
so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll
thank
get
you.
Back to you on that.
Now's the time I'll tell you about my little trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you the problem that I had coming back.
It's happening everywhere, Michael. It's, yeah.
Going, no problem. Perfect. Coming back, my kids dropped me off at Newark. And the sky cab, I got myself in the wheelchair. Sky took me to TSA. No problem. And they said to me, take off my hat, which I wear my Blind and Beyond radio hat. And that was the first time in a while they've said that to me. All right, so I took it off. Well, after I went through the, let's just say, the, what do you call it? The thing where you go through the scanner and the whole bit.
The TSA.
The TSA. No, it's, you know, you're still a TSA, but right after you go through the scanner thing.
Oh.
They gave me back my cane because that took that I had to go through too. So I got in the wheelchair and I said, I'm missing, where's my hat? They couldn't find my hat. I was there 5 minutes and I was getting upset. Finally, they found the hat. Okay. So I asked them to take me to this club that I belong to, because when I was sighted, I had my whole life, I belonged to this club. So they gave me a lifetime membership, no big deal. So we got there, I wanted to get a sandwich. So I asked the sky cap who was taking me in the wheelchair, leave me, I'll find myself. He said, can you find yourself? I said, yeah, and he's a very bad English. So I said to the receptionist in the club, well, can I leave my bags here? And she said, yes. So the sky cap gave the bags, and she says, you're giving me one bag? I said, no, there's two. He said, well, he only gave me one bag. I said, what are you talking about? I had two bags. And she said, well, he only gave me one. I said, which bag did he give you? She said, he gave me the one that's hang bag with the hangers out of it. Oh, where's my suitcase with my insulin and everything else? And he don't know what I'm talking about, the sky cat. He says, I thought you did it. I said, sir, I'm blind. How would I know what you did when you took it off the wheelchair and you put it on the ramp, whatever you did with it? He said, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? I said, put me back in the wheelchair. We're gonna go right now back to TSA. We go back to TSA. Well, believe it, my wife is so smart. She put around the handle this big, thick ribbon. It was
actually a whole,
what?
Probably like an eighth of a yard.
A yard fabric, like yellow.
Or from our old garment industry days.
It was like
green, light green.
Yellow or green,
light
whatever.
Green.
Anyway, I said, look for this big, small suitcase with ribbon all over it, and my name is below the ribbon. They're looking and looking and looking. After about 15 minutes, and I was shook up completely, they found it. Okay. They give it back to me. I put it in my arm, and I give the guy $10 tip to the Sky Cop. I said, do me a favor, get lost. And his broken English says, would you sign this? I said, I'm not signing nothing with you. Do me a favor. I'm mad at you. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Just get lost. Here's your tip, $10. Just get lost. So then I had to find my way back and to my club where the gate was next door to. And I kept on asking everybody, how do I get there? How do I get there? And they said, you know, the old story, it's over there. Go down there. And I said, what way is down there? Finally, I said, wait a minute. Is there a cart that comes here with a man driving it? And they said, yeah. So I had to wait. I'm waving my hands up in the air. And I real loud, I'm saying, is there a driver taking me? Is there a driver going down here? Finally, a guy stops. You do need a lift? I said, yeah, I need a lift. I need 127. Okay, so he took me to gate 127, which is the club next door. Okay, that was that problem. Okay, well, I left the two bags there finally. And I went a couple feet away. There was a couple sandwich places. And I said, okay, I'd like to get a sandwich. And the person said, okay. I said, what kind of sandwich place is this? And they said, well, they get steak sandwich. Oh, good, I'm in for a steak sandwich. So she says to me, you have to order in the machine. I said, what? What do you mean the machine? Yeah, it's a Tios machine. You have to order. Oh, I hear we're going to break. I'll tell you the story when we come back from the break. You have to do pay and everything through the machine. I'll tell you about when we come back. Going to break? Don't go away. I'll tell you the story when we get back.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
MaxiAids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talking watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call MaxiAids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code RADIO10. Some exclusions may apply.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
How well does your company communicate? Metrolina Association for the Blind is the expert in providing visually impaired clients full access to vital information. For over 30 years, we have been partnering with companies across the nation, creating accessibility, inclusion, and compliance. Let us help your company take its communication tools to the next level. Call today for a quote in Braille, large print, audio, or accessible PDF at 1-800-926-4255. 5466 or learn more at www.mabnc.org.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it, that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. So I was telling you the story. I went to get my sandwich, went over to the sandwich place, and this is in the Terminal C of Newark Airport, believe it or not. Terminal C, Newark Airport, United Airlines. Now, this was not part of United Airlines, but it's in the same concourse. And to make a long story short...
Yeah, make it short, Michael.
I wanted a sandwich, but I can't use their... machine. And it's don't for those folks, it's not in Braille. And I asked that question too, not in Braille. So I said, well, how does a person like myself who's blind, how do I get a sandwich? And she says, well, I'll come over there. She was going to go from around the other side of the counter and come over to help me, which she ended up doing. Okay. She said, how are you paying? I said, I'm going to pay cash. So she says to me, well, then you have to go around the other side and pay over there by cash. I says, I'm paying with a person or a machine? Oh, you're paying to a machine, another machine. I said, you know, this is ridiculous. For a person who's blind, this is not very good, to say the least, this machine business. So anyway, she walked over and helped me. Anyway, make a long story short, I had a great time, except for those couple little incidents, and I weathered the storm. I would do it again. And those folks who go to Philadelphia, like to go to Philadelphia, let me know if there's anybody who wants to go, and we'll put together a trip. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. Trivia time, trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I see out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say.
Michael, you okay over there?
Yeah.
He's having his heart's fluttering because it's not the 1950s.
Oh, quiet. Quiet from the peanut gallery. What year was that out?
This was what, 2014, 2015?
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so my young people must know this. a phone number. Let's see if anybody knows.
That's what you ask. That's what they asked for, right?
Yeah.
So we gave it to them.
Yeah, young people. 407-894-1601.
I need to describe your face the way you were looking.
Chris was
we over here
Carter
laughing.
Carter was laughing too.
We are over here laughing. You looking straight ahead, and it's like, oh my God, what is this?
No, I wasn't thinking about that. To tell you the truth, I was thinking not about the song. I was thinking about this trip that I would like to do.
Oh, brother.
My mind was focused.
Shake It
on
Off, Mike.
Trip.
That's the name of the song. Shake It Off.
Shake It Off? Okay. Well, I was thinking about this trip that we'll put together. If anybody wants to go.
So we're taking a trip to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Chicago.
Philadelphia and Atlantic City. Philadelphia and Atlantic City.
To go to Chicago.
For people who've never been to Philly, and people who've never walked the board in Atlantic City. Yeah. And I would just say, if you don't like to eat, don't come. Because this is going to be, if you like Italian food, if you like cheesesteaks, the best cheesesteaks.
Some people.
Pretzels.
Hold on. Because
if you're talking about the Amish, we're going to the Amish at Reading Terminal and eat there. We're checking out every place that has food.
See.
We're going to walk around where Rocky did the famous movie Rocky. We walked the steps.
I went to the
Art Museum.
Steps. Chris, some people eat to live. Michael lives to eat.
I'm with you. I'm 255 with a purpose in life. So I got you.
For those folks who don't want to eat, don't come.
Don't be on a diet.
Yeah, we're going to go to a diner. We're checking out diners. Yep. For those that don't know what a diner is,
now,
I feel bad for you.
For everybody outside, Philly is really only known for several things.
Right.
Number one, the Philly cheesesteaks.
Right.
Very well known.
Yep.
Number two, Adrian.
Right.
Just so everybody
and
can run up the museum.
And Italian food, absolutely.
Okay.
And don't forget
what
the famous.
What about your team?
Wait. I was getting to them.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah.
Sorry.
They're known for their sports because
Their
fans are the realest fans that you'll ever meet.
Oh, well, I'll tell you something else. Some people might never been on a subway train.
That much is true.
They might never been on a subway train.
For those that's been here all their lives in the state of Florida.
Yeah, or anywhere else. They might have been, somebody's coming. They may have never been on a subway
train. Well, they do more trolleys out west, though, right?
In Philly?
No, they out west, on the west coast, they do more trolleys.
Yeah, trolleys. Yeah, but I'm talking subway.
They still have trolleys in Philly, though, right?
What?
They still have
trolleys, but I'm talking about the subway. I take people on a subway train underneath the streets, a subway train. Yep. So, anyway, anybody call in for that song that you just played?
Not yet.
How do you like that?
Well, I didn't get the title of the song already.
407-894-1680. I want to go back to apathy. When you talk about life and you talk about the blind community, I always say, you know what I don't understand? People say there's 12 million people that are visually impaired and blind. Some people say 10, some people 14. They're not even sure how many.
Nobody
but let's
knows.
Just say there's a lot. In Florida, they say second biggest state, 1.5 million. Now, what I don't understand, and that goes back to the famous words, apathy, how come more people don't belong to a group? If you're listening to the show, ask yourself a question. Do you belong to a blind organization of any kind? And I'm not going to start mentioning all of them, but there's a couple in particular, ACB, NFB, all the different initials. Do you belong to anything? The odds are you don't. Well, the question is, why not? A lot of you might not even have blind friends. The question is, why not? It's true, when I was sighted, I didn't have a blind friend, but now I have many, thank God. The question is, why? Well, the answer is what, Lynn?
No, I was going to say, speaking of why not belong, I have a PSA to read before we go up the air.
Yep. So that's my different thoughts about all you folks that don't belong anywhere. The question is, why not? You should belong somewhere.
Okay, and speaking of belonging, the National Federation of the Blind, the local chapter, has changed its meeting location. And they meet Saturday, September. They will be meeting Saturday, September 21st, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I can't even read anymore. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. located at Lighthouse Works, at 2500 Coons Avenue in Orlando, Florida. So that's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, September 21st, and they're encouraging all the listeners to come check them out, and they're a lot of fun, and you'll learn a lot, and they want to learn from you as well.
There's another
nice place to go.
NFB,
the local meeting.
But there's another apathy. You folks in Charlotte, North Carolina, you folks in
Ohio,
you folks
Orlando.
All over the country. You know what? You can get PSAs. You can write to the show. You can call us and get PSAs. You don't. You don't let us know what's going on each city.
That's very true.
We have a lot of people listening in Greensboro, Charlotte, all over the country. People are listening to this radio show.
California.
All over the country, people listen to this radio show. Why don't you write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and let us know that you have something going on in your community, so we should tell the world about what's going on in your community.
Okay, I know we're getting ready to go to break. We got two callers that's calling in for the trivia. We got to go real quick
right,
with them. Our first time caller, Lloyd from Coral Springs, Florida, and Jody from New Hampshire. Lloyd, you on. How you doing, Lloyd?
Hi, Lloyd.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, you're from Coral Springs. We used to live in Coral Springs.
That's great.
All right, so who do you think was the answer for the trivia?
I would say Taylor Swift.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from McDonald's.
And some coffee.
Because you drink coffee.
Shake it off.
Do you drink coffee?
Shake it off. That was the name of the song.
Do you drink coffee?
Yes.
We're going to send you some white cane coffee. No charge for being a new listener.
Hey, Lloyd, hold on one moment, all right? And tell the missus I said to shake it off as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on one moment.
Who else?
Glad you're out there, Lloyd. Jody from New Hampshire.
How are you, Joe and Jody?
I think I got it. Did I get it? Hold on.
All right, well, we got to go to break, though.
All right, Jody from New Hampshire. There you go. Jody. Hey, Jody, how you doing?
Hi, Jody.
Good, how are you?
Good.
Will you call in for trivia?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The gentleman before you got it. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. Was it Taylor Swift?
That's right.
Yeah. It was.
We'll try again next
time. You know what I remember? Because she did the, when they were dropping the ball on New Year's Eve.
Oh, right.
I remember it was freezing cold, and she's out there dancing with nothing on but like a spaghetti strap.
A slingshot.
Thanks, Jody. We'll talk to you soon.
Stay tuned to Blind Me. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
In 2016, it was shown by level one evidence, that's the most robust scientific evidence that exists, that if you supplement with a formulation that contains lutein, zeaxanthin, and, crucially, mesozeaxanthin, that formulation is commercially known as MacuHealth, that you will improve your vision even if you have normal healthy eyes and even if you think you already have maximum and optimal vision. So in other words, this is a game changer. The use of MacuHealth to improve vision in normal healthy people is the most important advance in eye science since the invention of spectacles.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. This is your host, Michael. Listen, folks, if you're interested in going on that trip, let me know if you want to go, and let me know what time of year you want to go. And let's plan on something. We're going to talk about next few weeks.
All right.
If we get enough people to go, we are going to go. We'll get best bets to do it. Don't ask me how much it's going to cost. I have no clue right now. It won't be that expensive. But I'll tell you right now, I promise you one thing. It is going to be fun. That I promise you. It's going to be fun. I promise you. That I can guarantee you. Fun.
All right. Well, speaking
and
of fun, Michael.
Plenty of good food.
Michael,
plenty of good food.
Michael, what? Michael, Michael.
Yes.
Speaking of fun, next week, same time, same place, Blind and Beyond radio show, fun and informative, and co-host Gary Sinclair will be in the studio, along with Chris Shaw and Michael Golder.
That's right.
And myself.
And you and I and me and you.
And me and you and you and me.
Greg Lindbergh, you said birthday?
Tomorrow. Happy birthday, Greg.
And next week. Betty's birthday.
That's right.
That's right. So happy birthday. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
next
yeah,
week,
yeah.
We got a big, big thing with Betty.
My Miss Sunshine is what
She's
I call
be
her.
96.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Very cool.
Very cool.
All righty. See you next week, guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
God bless you all.
Happy
Stay
birthday.
Well.
Happy birthday.
And we'll see you same time, same place.
Happy
Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Happy
Take care. Love you all.